Your sound of the Winelands, KC 107.7.
Good evening and welcome to this week's episode of KC Soccer Karma with me, Noshat Khan.
And Connor Robertson.
Connor, it's been a busy week in the political arena.
It has.
And not to get too involved in the politics, but we are about to have a new provincial parliament and also a national parliament this week.
It's actually exciting times. I'm still very excited.
Again, I don't want to get into politics, but a government of national unity, we have to say something.
Yeah, we do.
So what's your take?
I am just hoping for change. I still want change. Look, I'm not too worried about how that change comes about. I just want something different. I think as a youth still, I'm still under 30, so I'm still a youth. As a youth, I just want something different. Maybe a different approach, but just something different.
For me, having lived through the old and the past 30 years of this democracy, I think we've learned lessons, and I hope the lessons that we learned, our leaders bring to the table and don't make the same mistakes.
To be fair, I actually want something like a new plan for youth, because I feel it's not that youth have been left behind, but I feel like a lot of youth individuals or us as a group feel like we might have been left behind.
But we are not into politics, we're into business. Yeah. And today we have two guests. I'm excited because the one young girlie I met at the KC Soccer Karma event not so long ago, and her family run Manzi, which is a water purification business. They bottle water. They supply us here at KC as well for our staff. And interesting of what she's doing with the business and taking it out there. So she's going to come in and talk to us about their business called Manzi. And then we have Lynn Giles, who is a real estate agent in the Paarl area, coming to tell us about the real estate business. I think if you look at South Africa's geography and how people are moving, the Western Cape is the hotspot. And the Cape Winelands is definitely like a magnet at the moment.
It definitely feels like it's a Gauteng magnet. Like in Paarl, I see a lot of Gauteng registration still. So I feel like us as a wineless, we're definitely becoming a massive attraction, and something I'm very excited about.
And because of that, the property market is obviously just so buoyant at the moment, and there's so many developments. I thought it'd be nice to just chat to somebody that's in the game to come and give us a sense of that. But first, we're going to go into some music, some ads, and when we come back, we'll talk to Nikita from Manzi. And welcome back. You're still listening to KC Soccer Karma on KC 107.7. As promised, we have a lovely young lady who is doing magic with pure bottled water in and around the Cape Winelands. It's my pleasure to welcome Nikita Rova.
Did I get that right? Yes, you got it right. Thank you.
So Nikita, tell us a bit about the history of why Manzi came about and what inspired your family to start water. I know there is a huge demand for bottled water. Mm. And if we look at the history or what's happening around the country in terms of tap water, I can understand that. But as a family business, what started it for you guys?
So the owner and my stepdad, Charles, moved down to Paarl 14 years ago from Pietersburg with a business venture in mind. He opened our doors in Boerlang Street here in Paarl. And his goal was essentially just to provide a premium quality, affordable option. And that's exactly what he did. I remember as a little 9-year-old girl, labeling and capping and bottling the water. And then my stepdad would get in the little bucky and go and deliver it. And so, yeah, it started off as a small thing and now it's massive, you know, thanks to the community, thanks to our family.
So you basically operated at every level in the company at this point.
Yeah, quite literally. Yeah. I was little. I used to label, bottle, and now I do the marketing and the sales.
So let's ask a very marketing question. What sets your product apart?
What sets our product apart, essentially, I would say, is the filtration method. We do reverse osmosis, which is just a way of purifying the water to ensure that there's no other chemical compounds in the water. What also sets us apart, I think, is our customer service and how involved we are in the community. You know, we really, really, really love our community here in Paarl and in Malmesbury as well. And we love to be in the schools. We love to work within NPOs. That's something that we enjoy quite a bit.
The brand is called Manzi, and actually Manzi is the Zulu word for water. But you know, bottled water is one thing, but you offer more than that. I mean, there's customized options, there's branded items. So what are the products that you offer?
So we do sparkling water, flavored sparkling waters, fruit juices, water dispensers. And also something that's really cool is we allow you to come and refill your dispensers at our shop. And so you don't have to rebuy the same container the whole time. So you can come in and it's much cheaper. It's much more affordable to come and refill. So your 5 liters, your 10 liters, your 25 liters.
Awesome. So let's look at your product as a whole. How do you ensure to keep your product quality? Like, what is your purification process?
So we use a process called reverse osmosis water, which is we use a semi-permeable membrane to ensure that all of the dust and the dirt gets out of the water. Also, we test our water quite often at a local testing facility to make sure that our water is quality. And yeah.
You know, I'm just looking at bottled water again, and it has become part of nature, the way we operate, the way it's part of our daily lives. What is it, or who would you say is your target market, and how do you position Manzi so that it's top of mind?
I would say anyone who drinks water is our target market. Every single person on this planet, whether you be a child or an adult, it doesn't matter. The way that we position ourselves is we market to other people. We just make sure we're very much in the community. Our product is available to everyone and anyone. Yeah. And so we make sure our product is affordable so that anyone from anywhere is able to buy our product.
So Nishad and I are quite Facebook positive marketers. And I wanted to know by you, what marketing strategies does your company use? And what maybe initiatives are you specifically proud of?
So we do all kinds of marketing. We do digital marketing. We advertise here on Radio KC. We also do newspaper marketing. Our initiatives, I think, would be to go into schools. I think that's our favorite kind of marketing, is to work with schools like the primary school here in Paul, Noordeind, where we sponsor water for the rugby events. I think that is our favorite kind of initiatives to show the people we are involved within the community. And
bottled water in South Africa, I won't say it's a new concept, but it is relatively new. I mean, when I say relatively new, it's in the last, say, 15, 20 years that it has become part of our daily life. Because in the past, as a youngster, when I grew up, the tap was the water. But when you start traveling, you realize that there's so many places bottled water is first choice. And now it has become part of the way we consume water. How would you say that the bottled water market in South Africa has evolved? And have you seen peaks or big changes? And how would you have adapted for that?
I think a lot more people are starting to buy bottled water, especially because of the water state in our country, whereas a lot of places and a lot of towns, people are getting sick from the water. Pretty much, I think the market has changed quite a bit with regards to bottled water. I think the state of the water in our country has changed quite a bit, whereas towns sometimes get sick from the tap water, or the tap water is maybe just not the same quality that it used to be in general. So I think the market has significantly changed, and the demand for tap water has gone up quite significantly. So I think the change was because of a demand.
Yeah, let's look at, we're dealing with water here. So let's look at sustainability and, you know, looking at the environment. Are there any sustainability practices your business follows, and just to reduce environmental impact?
We offer refill options. So instead of having to buy a new plastic container every single time, we allow you to come and refill your container, which also reduces the amount of plastic. So it's a one-time container. So we just make sure that you're not, it's reusable plastic.
Yeah, because I mean, plastic is such a massive issue right now, especially with anything to do with recycling. I mean, we just have to look at the state of our beaches at the moment.
Yeah, exactly.
One of our guests tonight, Nikita, who represents the bottled water brand Manzi, a local company that is supplying water to retailers, to clubs, societies, and they can customize it for you. Nikita, before we let you go, contact details. How do people find you? How do they engage with you?
You can look us up on our website, which is www.manzi.co.za, or you could also contact us on our email, which is paul@manzi.co.za. And if you search up Manzi Paul, you'll find my number as well. You're welcome to contact me.
And With that news, we're going to go for some music or ad break. When we come back, we continue our conversation with local businesses that are making an impact on the economy of the Drakenstein municipality and the Cape Winelands as a whole.
This is KC 107.7 FM. The sound that sets you free.